The University of Alaska Fairbanks has established a research center to gather data and run experiments on ocean acidification. The oceans absorb much of the carbon dioxide put into the air from the burning of fossil fuels, but that removal comes with a price tag that could involve our fisheries. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The new center at the university's School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences will be run by Assistant Professor Jeremy Mathis, a researcher who last year took samples in the Beaufort Sea that showed higher than expected acidity. Those measurements were not all that surprising. After all, the ocean is colder towards the poles, and colder water can hold more CO2. But they were a wake-up call to scientists. They used to have to bring samples back to a laboratory to get a reading on acidity, but all that can now be done remotely, and the data can be recorded and transmitted. Now they're concentrating on increasing the number of measurements at different places, depths, and times of year. And Mathis says Alaska is an ideal location for the lab and for gathering the data.
We're sort of have the home court advantage in terms of everything is sort of localized. It's a lot easier to do things here than it is from a remote location. It's an Alaskan priority, and so my take on it was the work should be led by Alaskans, people that are living up here.
Much of this is new. There is a small network of buoys taking measurements in the Pacific, including one in the Gulf of Alaska. There's a long tradition of taking ocean samples along a line extending south from Seward, but until a couple of years ago, acidity was not among the measurements taken there. And other than that, the map is fairly blank.
A lot of times when we go somewhere and make a measurement, it's the first time a measurement for ocean acidification has ever been made there.
The pace is picking up. Because of the federal oil and gas leases in the Chukchi Sea, that area is getting a lot of scrutiny. And Mathis is hoping to kick off a program next year that will give fishing vessels a chance to participate.
The beauty of it is that the fishermen are already going to the locations that we want to be in anyway. So what we're hoping to establish is a program where we can send sample bottles to the fishing community and that they'll actually fill up these bottles of water for us and then send them back to me here at the lab, and we'll analyze them for the ocean acidification parameters. And that will give us an opportunity to cover just an incredibly vast area that we otherwise wouldn't be able to.
As word gets out about acidification, fishermen are showing interest. It turns out that different species react differently to higher acidity. Along with accumulating the observations, part of the center's work involves exposing fish like pollock to controlled levels of acidity. And a third element is trying to put all that they learn together into computer models. But Mathis warns it's not going to be an easy process to analyze how fish are harmed by higher acid levels.
That's our ultimate goal, but I still think we're a number of years from being able to make those connections. Unfortunately, the more funding we get and the more attention we can put towards these questions, the faster we'll get there.
Rising acidity, he says, could cause species to shift habitats, changing the competition for food. And the food itself is affected as well. Shell-forming organisms like pteropods are particularly vulnerable to acidity and a major food source for pink salmon, for instance. In the future, as word gets out about ocean acidification, Mathis anticipates there will be attacks on his work from the same interests that now claim that humans are not responsible for climate warming. But he says the science of acid is more difficult to deny.
With ocean acidification, there's no natural process that's making the ocean more acidic. We are measuring an anthropogenic change, and there's really no ambiguity around that.
The University of Alaska Fairbanks Ocean Acidification Research Center currently has a staff of just a few people, but Mathis expects that to grow as they compete for future funding sources in this fast-growing field. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.